Okay, so here we are at our next stop in the Dallas Arts District. And what I think is critical to understand about this is where Dallas has placed all of its critical or most of its critical arts venues. So we have the Dallas Museum of Art, the Meyerson Symphony Center, the Nasher Sculpture Center, City Performance Hall, the Wiley Theater, the AT&T Performing Arts Center, also the Opera House, etc. And this is also the site of the Booker T. Washington Performing Arts School, Magnet School. What I think is interesting is, or important to note, is that all of, or most of these institutions, before they moved here to this area in the center of the city, or at least at the periphery of the center of the city, were in Fair Park, in largely African American community. And they were essentially pulled out, to bring them closer to downtown, and closer to the patronage class in North Dallas. The Arts District is really built up in two parts, divided by Pearl and Olive Streets, sort of creating a dividing line. It was designed, the whole idea for the Arts District came about in the 1980s, and it was supposed to be this really walkable, pedestrian-friendly, lively space anchored by the Dallas Museum of Art at one end, and then as you move down it, to the east, you would go through additional performing arts places. What happened was it sort of got off to a good start, but then petered out. And then a major change happened in this, or a major event came in the city, or rather didn't. In 2001, Boeing was looking for a new place to move its headquarters from the Seattle area. And it considered Dallas, but then decided that Dallas, it was going to reject Dallas. And the reason it chose to reject Dallas was because there weren't enough cultural facilities in Dallas. It was a too backwards a city. And this really sent a shock to Dallas and encouraged the expansion of this arts district and so we had the AT&T Performing Arts Center, the Wiley, et cetera, kind of created the spur as if to say, yes, Dallas is that kind of cultural city, and we can be, and we want to attract major corporations and people of the world to come see us. The kicker to that story is that Boeing moved to Chicago, and just this year they decided that they didn't want to stay in Chicago either, and they moved to Washington. Michael, any thoughts in particular about Flora Street here?
Yeah, I've covered the arts in Dallas full time since 2006, but I am also the co-author of a book that comes out in December called Hole in the Roof. It's what I like to call an irreverent history of the Dallas Cowboys. And a lot of what I learned about the Arts District, believe it or not, came from doing that book. My co-author is the son of Clint Murchison Jr. He was the founder and original owner of the Cowboys. And beginning in 1966, when the Dallas Cowboys had their first winning season, he felt that the Cotton Bowl, where they played at the time, was, in his words, fully depreciated. And the city seemed to have no appetite at the time for renovating the Cotton Bowl or modernizing the Cotton Bowl. But what's incredible in that, about the National Football League of that era is that the Cotton Bowl opened in 1930 and was one of the newer stadiums in the NFL in 1966. He wanted to move to downtown Dallas, and he didn't want to just move the stadium there. He wanted all of the arts to be there. He strongly felt that the arts and the sports needed to be downtown, as they are in Minneapolis and Denver and many other cities. And he got absolutely no support at all from the then mayor, Eric Johnson. Even though he did not want any tax money for the new stadium. And he ended up moving to Irving, where he built Texas Stadium, which never took a penny of tax money. But he was told the arts will never be downtown. They will always be in Fair Park. How dare you even suggest it? And then, of course, in 1984, the Dallas Museum of Fine Arts, which is what it was called in Fair Park, moved downtown, became the Dallas Museum of Art. And then in 2009, the AT&T Performing Arts Center opened. That oversees the Winspear and the Wiley. Of course, the Meyerson Symphony Center is there now. So in other words, what he wanted to have happen did happen, despite the fact that he was told no repeatedly that the arts would never move to downtown Dallas. What did that street used to be? Basically used car dealerships is what it was.
Yes, and a Borden milk plant. But there you have it. You ask a Dallasite about arts buildings and you learn about football. There are some really wonderful, wonderful buildings along this street. The Nasher, designed by Renzo Piano, probably being the most beautiful of them. And then also the Meyerson Symphony Center by I.M. Bay. Beyond that, Norman Foster built the AT&T Performing Arts Center and the office of Rem Koolhaas, the Wiley, and a beautiful expansion of Booker T. Washington by Allied Works Architecture. So there's really a sort of like a petting zoo of big name architects here that were sort of like really this part of the city's patronage class's way of saying that we have arrived, we have the best here. Although there are lots and lots of, you know, we don't have streets that you can walk across. At least we have these signature buildings. So there was that's one of the ironies of Dallas. The indefatigable Michael Granberry has one more thing to say here.
I do have one criticism of the Arts District that I have heard primarily from out-of-state visitors to Dallas who stay with us. They routinely go to downtown Fort Worth and downtown Dallas. They feel that downtown Fort Worth is much friendlier and more accessible, and they feel that the Arts District is simply too high-end, not as inviting as they would like it to be. That's one of the criticisms I've heard. I've also heard criticisms from people who say there's no place to get something to eat that isn't ultra expensive. It's not that easy to park and to walk around, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a place that does seem to operate not without criticism.
No, not at all. And in fact, there's an arts district plan that will try and help change us to make it a more walkable, user-friendly, more equitable and diverse place. But it's always been hard to make that happen. And again, just to reiterate that when these moves came here, it was pulling them out of an African-American neighborhood. And that was, obviously a deeply controversial and hurtful in many ways decision. Okay, moving on to our next